right about now need a little respite from the heavy stuff? We thought so. Which is why we're going to talk about rabbits for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the Spanish island that was home to some really big rabbits about 3 to 5 million years ago. Researchers from Spain recently discovered an unusually large fossil rabbit skeleton on this island. The rabbit was 6 times larger than your average modern-day bunny. It probably weighed about 25 pounds or so. Researchers are calling it Neuralagus rex, or Rabbit King. They say that the rabbit must have reached the island at a time when the place was connected to the mainland. Today, this island is not known for rabbits. It's famed as a sunny tourist destination. So what's the name of this Balearic island? We'll be back with the answer after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Back to that Spanish island in the Mediterranean now, the one that we asked you to name for our GeoQuiz today. The answer is the island of Menorca. That's where the fossil of a giant rabbit 3 to 5 million years old was recently found. Mary Dawson is curator emeritus of vertebrate paleontology at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, I know, Mary, you were not directly involved in the study, but you know a lot about rabbits. These rabbits were fat and happy, and if they weren't happy, they should have been, because they had a pretty easy life on Menorca, didn't they?
They certainly did. And while they were on Menorca, they evolved to a giant size. Now, a giant size for a rabbit is not something like the well-known popular rabbit Harvey, because in their whole history, the members of the rabbit family never got very big. Most of them were in the size range of the rabbits that we have living today, but this particular rabbit that evolved in isolation on Menorca really got large. It was a 25-pound or 26-pound rabbit, which is really big.
So how many feet long or even wide, given its girth?
Well, that wouldn't have to be terribly long or wide. You know, it was probably a short-limbed, stocky animal, and so if it were in the neighborhood of 2 feet long or so, that would have been about right for that rabbit. Not if you stretched it out, but if you had it in the typical resting position of a rabbit all bunched up.
Okay, so we know, according to these fossils that have been found, the partial skeleton anyway, that it had really big paws. It had a stiff backbone, so even though it was a bunny rabbit, it couldn't really hop, or if it did, it probably did so in kind of a slow, lopey way, and had no natural predators. So I wonder, how did it ever become extinct?
Well, that's a very good question. Now, when we say no predators, we're talking about no mammalian predators, no mammals that were feeding on it. But there were some reptiles living on the island, and they could have been feeding on the smaller members of this genus of rabbit. And also there were owls. And so the birds of prey could have been working away at the young members of this rabbit group. So there may have been things around that were after them. But the absence of most predators certainly is something that you do assume when you have evolution taking place on islands.
Yeah, islands in particular. I mean, the Mediterranean islands apparently are full of fossils. Why is that?
Well, again, it's fairly similar to what happened with this. These animals would have gotten into those areas when the Mediterranean was shallower or dry, or they could have gotten there by floating on masses of vegetation and getting isolated on the islands. So we know that on those islands you have things like this giant rabbit, you have a very peculiar goat, and you have, in some of the Mediterranean islands, the giant dormouse. Dormice are fairly small animals, but the one that evolved in one of the Mediterranean islands was a giant for that particular kind of animal.
This is getting a little Lewis Carroll-like.
It is Lewis Carroll-like, and I think the whole idea of a huge rabbit is just so delightful, because for most of rabbit history, they have not done that. And that was the one of the big questions. Why didn't rabbits ever get really big? Well, turns out if you do enough field work and collect enough fossils in strange places, you'll find one. They did.
And it sounds like you're excited about it, too.
I'm very excited about it. For years, I've been saying, where are the big rabbits, you know, and now we have it. So I was really delighted as a specialist on fossil rabbits when this finally did turn up.
The rabbit fossils are apparently 3 to 5 million years old, but the rabbit itself, rabbits themselves, I should say, are even older. I mean, the oldest ones apparently
they
aren't
are.
In the Mediterranean.
Yes. The family that includes the rabbits goes back about 42 million years, and the older relatives of that particular group of rabbits can be traced back to about around almost 48 to 50 million years. So it's a group that's been around for a long time.
By the way, Mary, those are all my questions. I imagine that if you wanted to ask something yourself about this big bunny rabbit, what would you want to know?
Well, the thing I would like to know is how long it did last. You know, the age that they give, 3 to 5 million, is interesting. But I wonder, what did wipe out this rabbit? What did wipe out the goat that lived on Menorca? And you start thinking of some new thing that's disturbing the environment, and you wonder if it was as late as the arrival of humans, which must have been fairly late.
All right. Well, hope you find out the answers and hope you share them with us as well.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot, Mary Dawson. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nice talking to you.